Okay, let's begin with Menachas Daf Ayin Tes, and we will start with Ayin Ches Amud Beis as we get into the sugyas of Toda, as we continue the sugyas of Karban Toda. We've already had two daf related to issues of Toda. We had the first mission was dealt with the exact measurements and the different Yerushalmiot and Midbariot. We spoke a little bit about Ona'a. Then we spoke about how many and the drushes of the chalos and the lechem, 10 and 30, and how much do we give to Kohen with each one. And we had also different measurements yesterday relating to not just Toda, but parallel karbanos. We had the Naziris and the Miluim, which also had parallel mixtures. And then we had on yesterday's daf, on the top, Hashokeres HaToda Lefnim, with the relationship between the Toda and the Lechem. Now that we know what to bring, we speak about the relationship between the two, and we learn that there's a special relationship, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, that there's a relationship between the Shtei HaLechem and the Kifsei Atzeres. On Shavuos, there's somewhat of a parallel relationship between the Karban Toda and its Lechem. And that's what we said, that the Toda is Mekadish the Lechem, if the Lechem is baked already, if it's inside. We had a machlokas about that, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what the measurements are. So we get to the next Mishnah that discusses, what about if there's a problematic Shechita? What happens if I'm supposed to do a Shechita to be Mekadish the Lechem, and I do not do that? Shechata chutz lezmana v'chutzlam koma. What if I do a pigle Shechita? Chutz lezmana. I have kavana shalom lezmano to eat it la'achar zman. So what is the halacha in that case? Is that makadish lechem? What did you have in mind? To eat the lechem chutz lezmano or to eat the karban chutz lezmano? If you look in Rashi and Ksav Yad, amanas la'achla chutz lezmana. La'achla. So what is he referring to? Not 100% clear. The Mefarshim discuss, at least the karban, let's say, and the lechem might follow suit, but the karban is what one is focusing on. Right, Rashi, on the top one, amanas la'achol mimena kazayis l'machar da'havi pigol ma'alya. Regular pigol. Okay, back to the Mishnah. V'chuslam koma, which creates puzzle. Kideish halechem. Even though this was a problematic thought, a problematic shechita, the lechem becomes miskadesh. It becomes, even though it's pickle, even though the carpet is pickle. Shechata, we'll have to talk about why. Shechata v'nim says treifa lo kidesh lechem. But if the kohen shechs and the animal turns out to be a treifa, there is a problem and it's long, one of the treifas, so lo kidesh lechem. Even though both of them are not able to be eaten, the karban, one's pigel and one eats it, it's kares and trefa, which is usher to eat, that's the aklukuli alma. Shchata v'nimseis ba'alas mum, that's the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer omer kidesh, v'chachama omer lo kidesh, by ba'alas mum. Why is that? We'll see. What type of mum are we talking about? Also, the Gemara will talk about. Shchata shalol lishma. What about the shalol lishma thought? Right, as I have in mind, a different karban. Different carbon, shalol lishma. V'chein el hamiluim. V'chein shnei kivsei atzeres. Sheshachta shalol lishman. All of these, the three that have lechem connected to these carbonos, lokidish alechem, and all three, the lechem does not become kadosh because I didn't have the proper thought. Interesting, the more chamor thought of pigol, chutz lebar chutz lemkoma, that is bekadish lechem. While shalol lishma, which is usually not as intense of a problem, right, that's ksheira v'lo ala b'alim shem chava, lo kidish lechem. But Rashi here in the top, was printed as Rashi on the Mishnah, explains, because in, ironically, lo lishma is worse in this context, because the karban can exist as something else. If it is itself, and it just has a problem with it. So yeah, it's a problem with the karban, but the lechem can be miskadish. But if the karban turns into a different karban, so then it's not going to be able. Rashi, kidesh alechem, v'havi befagel. Hoel ups pasol havi lachar shchita. Umikamakam bifnim shachta. Aval shalo lishman, lo kidesh alechem. Hoel umafik la mikdusha sala gamrei, shay shachta l'shem zevach acher. Because it is kasher l'shem zevach acher, this is not a karban toda. And if it's not a karban toda, so then lo kidesh alechem. Only the shechita of a karban toda sanctifies the lechem. If you have a shechita of a karban toda that's pigol, that's okay, that's enough. It's still a shechita of a karban toda. But if you have a shechita of a different karban, right? Rashi again says l'shem zevach acher, that would be a problem. If you look in the Mikdash David wonders, oh, okay, should we be medayik in this Rashi? What if I shechted a karban toda l'shem todas chavero? Would that be good enough? Because is it about not doing it for this person, Rashi sounds like it's just not doing it for Toda. But if it's a Toda, even if it's somebody else's Toda, let's say it's Reuven's Toda, I have in mind Shimon, right, L'shem Bailim, not just L'shelo L'shma, that would be okay. Even though, so Reuven's Lechem would be Miskadesh, even though this is Shimon's Karban Toda. That would be the Diyak. So that's the question the Mikdash David asks. How much should we be Medayik in this Rashi? Yutes Hey. V'hine Yeshlach Kor, V'shochei Toda L'shem Todas Chaveiro. Damrina Bizvachim, we had back in Zvaman Dav Zayin, Dolo also the Bailam Lashem Chova, the Chash of Shini Kodesh. Vadu Lashem Todas Chaveiro. Ikahai Gavna Kodesh Alechem. Is the Lechem going to be Miskadesh? Again, the Mikdash David, and whoever writes a Sefer on Kachem, you have to have Kachem on your fingertips. Right? Zvachim Dav Zayin and Melachas Dav Ayin Tes. Right in front of you to know that they're discussing the same. Ized the Amrina de Shakta Shalolishma Loki de Shalachem, who dafka Bishoki Toda Lashem Shlamim, She'enam Tuunim Lechem, Ubiinan Zvicha Lashem Toda, the Mafkinan Lemikra. Aval Shoka Lashem Toda Shadero, Hatod Lashem Toda Nishkata, Yavagab the Chash of Shini Kodesh, Le Inyan to Lolo the Bailam Lashem Chova. You write it doesn't count, become Makal Leni Kiddish Alechem, call Shineshkata Lashem Toda, Kodesh Alechem, on the one hand. O Dilma, O Efshar, Tekiva, Dilo, also, Lo Ba'ale, Lashem Chova, Chashiv Kemo, Moser Toda, Shteina Tuna Lechem, as we'll see, Vahavi Kemafrish Todaso, Vi'avda, Vifishacheris Tachteha, right, if you have two Todas now in front of you, only one of them is going to get Lechem. The Miskaper Beza Shiyir, Tavashniya, Eina Tuna Lechem, Kiva Dina Miskaper Ba, Eina Tuna Lechem. So here too, if it's somebody else's, that doesn't affect it. No, we're not going to get into that. But anyway, that's just Chakira. And he's Medayek, maybe, in this Rashi, that only L'shem Shlamim is a problem, but L'shem, a different Toda, would be okay. Good. So our version of the Mishnah had that if it's Chutzlus Banav Chutzlum Koma, the Lechem is Miskadesh. If it's Trefa, it's not Miskadesh. If it's Ba'alas Mum, Machlokes. That's the version of our Mishnah, and as we'll see, there's a machlokes, tanoim, about the versions of this machlokes. So the Gemara says, Masizan mani Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah's version of the machlokes is Rabbi Meir. Detanya zehaklal, as we're going to see, that there is a machlokes, later tanoim, was the machlokes of the earlier tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir had a machlokes, and the question is, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua had a machlokes, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda had a machlokes about what that machlokes was, as we'll see. Detanya, Zeaklau, Kol Shepsulo Kodem Shchita Lo Kadosh Alechem. If the psul was before the shchita, then it was not a good shchita, and therefore the lechem is not miskadesh, because the lechem is only miskadesh through a shchita. Psulo Achar Shchita Kidesh Alechem. But if the psul happened after the shchita, so then the lechem is this Kaddish because it had a proper Shechita. So, Shachta Chutz Lizman of a Chutz Lam Koma, so an application of that principle. If it's Shachta Chutz Lizman of a Chutz Lam Koma, Kidesh Alechem, because that's considered, there was no Psul before Shechita. That was as Shechita was being done. But the Shechita was good, so that's why Kidesh Alechem. Shachta Venimseis Trefa, Lo Kidesh Alechem. Why? Because the Trefa existed beforehand. We might not have known about it, but it existed beforehand. So, Lo Kidesh Alechem. The Trefa prevented the Shechita from taking place. We'll have to get back to that. But it's clear that the Gemara is calling this Trefa before, the problem before Shechita. Unlike Pico. And what about Shachta V'nim says Ba'alas Mum? So that is the Machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Kidesh, Yavshu Omer Lo Kidesh. We'll have to see what the Svaras are. Right, Ba'al Mum. Doesn't that sound like Trefa? Right, it's out there, we're talking about a Baal Mum that was beforehand, so it should be also like a problem before Shechita. So we'll have to see, the Gemara will talk about it. There, Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir has that version of the Machlokas, and that's exactly the version that our Mishnah has. Right, that version of the Machlokas is about Baal Asmum. Rabbi Yehuda has a different version. Lo Nechlaku, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Al Sheshachta V'nimseis Trefa, Shalo Kidesh. Fine. They both agree that Trefa is not Niskadesh, as we've said. V'yachutz lizmano shekidesh. That also we've had, but you see what's left out, as we'll see. V'yal balmum shalokidesh. That's the Kuliyama, according to this version. Balmum does not get Kedusha. And what's the Machlokas about? Also, these two points are different than our Mishnah. V'alman echleku al chutzlim komo. Chutzlim komo is the Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kidesh, Rabbi Shua Omer Lo Kidesh, that is the Machlokas. And the Brisa continues to discuss. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Hoil Rabbi Eliezer, who says this version, Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer, is that Chutzlam Komo does get kedusha, right? Like chutz lezmano, as we'll see. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ho v'chutz lezmano pasul v'chutz lemkomo pasul, chutz lezmano chutz lemkomo bar pasul, ma chutz lezmano kidesh, av chutz lemkomo kidesh. Just like pigol and pasul always go together throughout zvachim and menachas, right? Just like chutz lezmano is kidesh, that's considered a psul la'achar zman, la'achar shchita, so zodu chutz lemkomo. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua would say no. Rabbi Yeshua argues about chutz lemkomo according to this version, and he says chutz lemkomo is lo kidesh alechem. Why? Ho al v'chutz lemkomo pasul u balmum pasul. Ma balmum lo kidesh, av chutz lemkomo lo kidesh, compared to balmum. And everybody agrees according to this version, the balmum is on his kadesh. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara, the Brisa, fleshes out the entire machlokas, the svaris. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ani demisia lechutz lezmano, v'yata demisu levalmum. Look what you're comparing it to, and look what I'm comparing it to. Nira lemidome. Which is it more comparable to? Again, we're trying to figure out chutz lemkomo. So is it better to compare that to chutz lezmano, or to compare that to balas mum? So, which is it more comparable to? Im doma lechutz lezmano, nidonu michutz lezmano. V'im doma lebalmum, nidonu bimalbum. So which one? Let's talk about it. Which one is it more comparable to? So hischa Rabbi Elazar ladun. Rabbi Elazar says, well, it's very verbose, right, for Gemara language. But the Braisa continues. Rabbi Elazar says, I will prove it to you. Dun in psul machshava mi psul machshava, v'dun in psul machshava mi psul aguf. Chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo are both problems in the thought process of the Kohen. Baal mum is a physical defect. That's a different type of soul. So why should I compare it to that? Hisler b'Yeshua lo dun. Yeshua says back to Nim, no, I'd rather compare it to balas mum. Don in psul she'ein bokares, mi psul she'ein bokares. Chutz lezmano and shalol lishma are both psulim that don't have avkares at all. If I eat a carbon that was solo lishmo or chutz lemkomo, there's no karis. V'ya yochiyah chutz lezmano shepasol shepshul sheyesh bo karis. Chutz lezmano, pigle is unique, and therefore I don't want to compare it to that. Even though I know many times chutz lezmano, chutz lemkomo are put in the same category, but not here. Here you have another model that you could choose from, and that's ba'alas mum. The ode, and he continues. Rabbi Shu also continues. V'o nidunenu mishalo lishmo. Not only might I compare it to balas mum, I can compare it to shalol lishmo. Shepsul machshava, you're telling me, oh, if you compare it to psul machshava, it's definitely going to be kidesh. I'll bring you a different psul machshava. That is low kidesh. Shalol lishmo. Shepsul machshava ein bokares. That's the best. It's a psul machshava. It's ein bokares. And still, it's low kidesh alechem. V'shasag Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer did not have an answer to that. And that's why in the second version of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda's version, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua wins the fight. Rabbi Yeshua wins the Machlokas that Shalom Bimkomo should be low Kiddush. Okay. Let's stop there for a moment. We could do a little more, but let's stop there for a moment. So again, the Gemara in this Braisa categorized Trefa as a Psul before Shechita. Psul before Shechita. Reb Chaim is noted, again, we've noted this in the past, Reb Chaim prepared for his bar mitzvah the sugya of Trefa and Nevela. Trefa and Nevela, that's what Reb Soloveitchik quotes in the Rishima Shiurim, in Shavuos and Daf Chav Dalet, that he quotes that he heard from his father, that he heard from his father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, that his grandfather, Reb Chaim, was Mechadesh, the entire discussion of Torah that we're about to have, Bedin Trefa, Begil Shloshesrei, Lechvo Knisaso, Lo'ol Mitzvos. And at that moment, his father said about it, his father brought him to the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi, the father said, Ben Chacham Yismach Af. Okay, Pasuk in Mishlei. When he said this drasha. But what was it? So we know that on the surface, you might have said, Treif and Nevela are two different types of psulim. Nevela means an animal that dies without shechita. It wasn't shechted. An animal was shot, an animal died, an animal was killed some other way. If an animal did not have a proper shechita, and it died, that's a Nevela. And there's Tumas Nevela. And a nevela is an avatoma. Trefa is not one of the avasotomos. Trefa means there was a shechita, but the animal died. The animal had some other defect. The animal had a hole in its lung. An animal was going to die within 12 months. We'll talk about trefa in Maseches Chulin. But those are two different types of problems in the animal. One had a shechita, but didn't have a shechita. That's what I would have said. Two different types of psulim. One is metame, one is not metame. So one is metame, one is not metame. That's true. That's a pasuk in Chumash. But to say that conceptually they are very different, that's what Reb Chaim noted and said maybe not. Maybe trefa isn't just there was a shechita, but there was an external problem. Maybe trefa is related to nevela. And trefa means that even the shechita was not perfect. Even the shechita had a problem. It wasn't a shechita with another problem. Even the shechita wasn't perfect. And maybe that's even alluded to in the Argamara. Right? That's why Argamara says, if there was a trefa, lo kidesh alechem. not just physically it existed beforehand, but conceptually, therefore that prevented the shechita from doing being a proper shechita. And that's why lo kiddush alechem. There are many rayas that the Reb Chaim brought to this from the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam one, right here in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perek Dalet. The Rambam is very lengthy. The Rambam says, Dalet Lamed Ches. Nimseis Lamed. Shatora Asra Hamesa v'hiyan aveila v'asra hanotelamus machas makoseha. You're not allowed to eat an aveila. You're not allowed to eat an animal that's about to die. No telamus. V'yavo b'isha dayin lo mesa v'yatrefa. It's about to die. It's a trefa. The Rambam says, don't eat an avela, don't eat a trefa. Ukishem shelo tachlok b'misa, bein mesa machmas atzma, bein shenafla v'mesa, bein shechancha shemeso, bein shederasta chaya v'harakta. Just like if the animal died, you're not machalik between if it just died by itself, or it got trampled, or it got eaten by another animal, or it fell. Kachlo tachlok b'notelamus. So too, if it's about to die, just like by nevela, you're not machalik, so too if it's a treva. Bein shed tarfas achaya v'shavarta, bein shed afla ben agag, v'nishbro rov saloseha, hovi no telamus, mikom makom arizu treva. This is all the Rambam. V'inyan akasiv shano telamus machas makoseha, v'yefshar luchios machmazu, machmazakazu asura, mikan amru chachamim zeh, klal kon shein kamo achaya treva v'chulu. Says Rav Salvechik, ein v'derach shal Rambam lahavi drashos olimudim, bein hilchosav, kasha lama efo hishva kan treva l'nevela. Keeps comparing treva nevela. Trefa nevela. Sounds like it's one idea. That's just in terms of formulation. And in terms of halacha, the Rambam quotes also, Machalos Asuras Perek Dalet, we know two different Yisurim are not mitztarif. If I eat half a kazayis of pigle and half a kazayis of dam, it's not mitztarif, right, for the Avera. But the Rambam says, nevela and trefa are mitztarif. Halacha Yudzayin, hoil vahatrefa tchilas nevelahi. That's his lashon. Trefa is the beginning. Trefa is the animal's going to die. Nevela means it died. But that means that there's a connection, and therefore, even if I shecht the trefa, I didn't fully shecht it. Physically, I didn't fully shecht it. Again, there's a lot more. But the Ran in Chulon, Daf Lamed Zayin, the Ran quotes, Isser chalal isser. Kol she isser nevela chalal isser trefa. How can nevela be chalal trefa? Ein isser chalal isser. The answer is, Iser trefa einon ela machmas she iser nevela miskarev. Wow. The iser nevela is on its way. Shekiva she iser trefa chal mechayim I efshar shalo yachol iser nevela la'achar misa. Trefa means it's going to die, so you can already foresee its death. Trefa, nevela. Foreseeing. Again, maybe one other. Again, there's a lot. We can have a whole shiur on this. But also, there are the halach in Gemara. Chul and daf ayin hey. We know there's halacha ben pakua. Ben Pekua, if I shecht an animal, and I find an animal inside the animal. So technically, Mida Oraisa, that animal inside does not need shechita. Even if it's walking around, it was about to be born, and I shecht the mother, and the animal comes out, the shechita of the mother worked for the offspring. Ben Pekua. Discussed in Maseches Chulin. Fine. What happens if the mother was a trefa? I shechted the mother was a trefa. So what would I have said? Trefa is a physical problem with the mother. The shechita was perfect. There was a problem with the mother, but the baby, the offspring, should be fine. Should be mutter. What's the problem? The trefa, what is ben pakua? The shechita of the mother works for the baby. However that works, lamdis. It is either you did it on the baby, or the baby doesn't need it, but either way, the shechita of the mother works. So if the mother is a trefa, I would say the baby's still mutter. The mother had a problem. No, the Gemara says, the baby's asur to eat. The baby's asur to eat. Why should the baby asur to eat? Why should the trefa of the mother affect the baby? Ah, it must be that even the mother's shechita is affected. Mother's shechita is affected. It's not dafke. The mother had a perfect shechita with a problem of trefa. No. The yotzei mikan shechita is a trefa, ain a shechita gemura. Hamateres ba'achila. Umeachir shechaser heter a shechita be'aim shehaisa trefa. Afagabe vlad, chaser heter shechita le'achila. Okay? Good. There are many others. But many other rayas, but we'll leave that for now. But again, this Gemara fits in very nicely to that, because the Gemara says that a shchitas trefa is not makadish lalechem. Why? Because it's not a shchita gemura. It's not like pigel, which is a perfect shchita with a problem. Trefa is not a side problem. It's inherent in the shchita itself. Good. Again, a thought that, as we'll come back to often, Be'ez Hashem, in Chulin. Let's continue. V'Rebbe Meir. Back to the Gemara of Rebbe Meir. So let's get back to the Svara, back in the first version of the Machlokas. What was the first version? First version said, Pigol and Shalobim Komo is makadish the lechem, and treifa is not, and balas mum is a machlokas. So, what's the difference between balas mum and treifa? Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, maishta shkach levedim says treifa, tavi psula kodem shchita, and that's why by treifa, it's for sure not kadosh, maishta shkach levedim says balas mum. So, tavi psula kodem shchita. Why is balas mum called a psul, not right after shchita? Isn't balas mum the same thing? Our answer is bedokin sheba'ayin. We're talking about a slight balmum. A slight balasmum, a little mark in the eye. Bedokin sheba'ayin. Via liba de Rabbi Akiva de Amrim Alolo Yerdu. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that this mum is so inferior. It's such a low level mum that even if I brought this animal up on the Mizbeach, it does not come down. As we discussed in the ninth parak in Zvachim. Mizbeach Makadish es haroilos. This is enough roilo. Because it's talking about Dokin Sheba Ayin. And that's what Rebbe Meir says, why you could hold that Shreifa is considered before, and Balas Mum is considered after. And that's why Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, says Kiddush. Look at Rashi. Bedokin Sheba Ayin, Dahave Mum Over. So Rashi says here, if it's a Mum Over, it's a temporary Mum. The Eino Nikar. And it's not so noticeable. Delo have a psulo elalacher shchita. Its psul is only after shchita. What do you mean? It is, must be, Rashi saying it's halachically considered. What do you mean? What if you got it beforehand? No, because it's a mum over and it's not nikar, the suffer, Rabbi Akiva, and it's like Rabbi Akiva, im alo yerdu. Vehoel, Rashi continues, velo yerdu, de kadish kaldehu, it is somewhat sanctified, lo chash a psulo kodem shchita. It's not considered a psul kodem shchita. It's not such a mark on the animal. It's a slight problem. So Rashi says here that the reason why it's not a problem, because it's a mum over and it's not nikar, etc. The Achronim wonder, the Rashash here says, if you look at other Gemaras, that's not what they say about Dokin Sheba Ayin. It's a mum kavua. It's not going away. It's a mum kavua. The reason is because it is kasha ba'ofos. It's more lenient for another reason. Why does Rashi say here, mum over, ain't no nikar? The Rashash here wonders, hadalo sagi le betaima de Gemara bezvachim. Lamed hey pehe. Hol v'ksherim ba'ofos. Right? Ofos is only possible with v'chusar ever. Right? But here, this psul wouldn't be a problem. Why does the Rashi say that? It's inferior for that reason. Why does he say mum over? He mishum kushes atosvos. He says, based on the tosvos, esakasha, to'ika, own movement to lo pasli bahu. There are other movement that also don't pasul by a bird. So why does the Gemara pick mum? This one. V'yamai nakit daf dokin dafka. Avo mashakasa davi mum over tzarech iyun. But, so he said that's why Rashi has to add that factor. But the factor itself is somewhat of a problem. Right? Dokin Shabayim is one of the mumin that allows you to shecht the bechor. 1 minute. Shechitas bechor is only allowed if there's a real mum kavua. I remember that's where the Kohanim are entrusted because they're a chashud to put a mum in the animal. So the Rosh Hashanah says, but what do you mean? This is a mum kavua. V'doch haglamar tachamayir v'dok lavan meshuka o v'dok shachor tzaf. You're talking about different types of dokin sheba ayins. V'od delech orinira de'inu afilu lechadchilak sheirim. It sounds like the ones that you're saying aren't so bad are even lechadchilak kasher. It wouldn't be called a baal mum at all. So again, it's difficult. Mimanavshach, according to Rashi, ask the Rosh Hashanah. What do you need this factor of mum over? And if you say you need it, but it's not true, because it seems that you could check the animal based on this by b'choros. V'ulai kavanaso, maybe what his kavana is, Rashi, disham amrinan, there in b'choros it says, didokin sheba'ayin asuyin lehishtanos la'achar misa. Upirish Rashi, u'mechayim havim mischazi over. Maybe it's a mum kavua for hilchos shchitas b'chor, but it's enough of a mum over because maybe it's the kind of mum that somehow changes after death. And maybe it's no longer. It's not something that's going to physically stay there afterwards. V'hacha ratzalomar jelacha shchita nira kavua. Ulachi lo yeredu demo mechaim avi mischazi over. Again, he talks about it a little bit. Maybe it's in that realm. But again, that's Rashi to focus on, and the other Achronim also try to figure out what Rashi means by mum over. Maybe just the fact that it is a mum over, it shows that it's not a migune type of mum, and that's why it would be enough to be considered like Rashi says here, a psula achar shchita. It doesn't ruin the shchita. Remember, Dokin Sheba Ayin is the mum that Bar Kamsa put into the animal. in the sugya in Gittin, right? He wanted to do a mum that wasn't nikar, right? That was a mum for the us, but not for the gayim, and that's why he put his a mum there, right? And at the end of that story, after he got thrown out of the suda, he wanted to get back at the Jews, and what did he do? Gittin nun vav. Shadalu karbana chazes imakarvan lay azal shadab yade igla tilta padi tikaasi shadab imuma beniv svatayim viamila bedokin shabayin. Either a little cut on the lip or a cut a little lip, a little cut, little mark in the eye. Duchta diladidon have imuma uladidu la mumahu. Right, a place where it's a mum for us and not a mum for them, and that's why he was going to get them in trouble. I think I quoted in the past some of the Bali Musa, the Mefarshim, why dafka the eye and the mouth? Because a Jew sees and talks differently than maybe other nations, or if we're supposed to. We're supposed to see things differently, and we're supposed to talk. That's why the eye and the mouth, that's a place where there's a mum for us. We consider certain things mumin. If we see something, if we talk in a certain way, even though maybe other nations might not see it is so bad. Good. Let's continue. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. Why Rabbi Eliezer says, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that even though Trefa is not Makadish Lalechem, Balas Mum is, the Rabbi Yehoshua, what would Rabbi Yehoshua say back? What would he say back to this Shita? He holds that even by Baal Mum, according to this version, Loki Desh Alechem, Kiyam Rabbi Akiva, Imalala Yeridu Bapsula Tegufe. Rabbi Yehoshua said, right, if you, the animal goes up on the Mizbech, Imalala Yeridu. But who says that's enough to be Mekadosh Lechem? Right? Even though it's a low-level, inferior type of mum, it still might not be strong enough to sanctify the Lechem. For that, you need a strong, perfect Shechita, and therefore, this is no good. Again, what about Pigel? Pigel's better. Pigel's considered an external problem. This is an internal problem, and that's why it would be worse. Good. Itmar, says the Gemara next, Machlokes Amoraim. Which we're going to connect. Chatas sheshachta chutzlim zmana. Chatas, getting back to zvachim days. Chatas sheshachta chutzlim zmana imalsala teirid. Right, if I pigle. If I also teirid, it goes up. Since it's pigle, it is merutze. And surely Rashi says, tol pigle hu meratze, koshakim b'shar zvachim. Right, that's chatas, some say it's not ladavka chatas, all karbanas. Chutzlim koma. What about chutzlim koma? So machlokes. Rava amar teirid, Rava amar lo teirid. Machlokas, Rava and Rava. So who is this Machlokas going like? It's going like maybe parallel to our case. Rava, Rabbi Yeshua. Rava holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Chutzlim Komo is like Balmum, and therefore they're both Teirid. Rava, Rabbi Eliezer. Rava says, Lo Teirid, by Chutzlim Komo, it's like Pigol, and it's like, therefore, they would both be Allah Lo Teirid, and it has some Kedusha, like parallel in this Machlokas, Rava and Rava, to the machlokas up above, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, "V'hadabei Rava l'gabei deRava," but eventually Rava was moded to Rava. "V'hadabei Rabbi Eliezer l'gabei deRabbi Yeshua," since Rabbi Eliezer was moded to Rabbi Yeshua, right? Since that machlokas went in one direction, the other one did also. Even though we passed like Rava, again, that's not that's what the Gemara just says. What they might have themselves been chozer bo. V'yigadamri, or others say maybe not. Avagav v'hadabei Rabbi Eliezer l'gabei deRabbi Yeshua. Rava l'gabei deRava lo hadabei. You don't have to say it follows why. Hasam hu tekamar l'nidon. In our brisa, in our context, we're talking about the kiddush of the lechem of the carbon todah. He had that punt, that line at the end, which was a line that there was no answer to. Right? It was a pircha. Right? He said, "Well, you want to compare it to machshava? Fine, I'll give you a machshava, and I'll give you one that's also in bokaris." So compared to shalol lishma, there was no getting out of that claim. Aval hacha idanis lemishalol lishma mosal lo teirid. Here, you want to compare it to shalol lishma? Great, compare it to shalol lishma, and you would say it's kadosh and mosal lo teirid. Therefore, he didn't have to be chozer bo. Next, Shachta Shlo Lishma Vachulu, Amar Papa, Shavak Tana Didon El Nazir Deshriach, Venakit El Miluim, right at the end of our Mishnah said, Shachta Shlo Lishma, also El HaMiluim, also Shnekiv Seatzeris, right, those. What's left out? Where's the El Nazir? Isn't that more common? That's Ladoros, right, and left out the El HaMiluim, the Ramam Sefer Mitzvos. So why did we leave that out? So the Gemara says, "V'tana didan ikad demil senakat." Our Tana wanted to go back to the original, the earliest time where we have a karban that is being mekadesh the lechem, right? And that's the elam iluim where it was mekadesh first. Again, also behind this could be what we discussed, I think, 2 days ago, which we didn't get to again flesh out totally. But again, remember, ladoros are not ladoros. Elam iluim is not ladoros. and to learn something and to tell us something that from something that's aladaros is not as constructive and as fundamental and authoritative for us as something that is ladaros. And that was related to the discussion that we mentioned a couple of days ago, and that is the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam says very forcefully, in Shorash Shlishi, you cannot count mitzvos that are not noy ladaros. If something that is not noy ladaros, you don't count it. She'ein ro'ilim knows mitzvah she'ein noy ladaros. What's the Rambam getting so? Right? Don't we know this? We know this. What, you're going to count the mitzvah of not going out of your house on Pesach night, ladaros, as one of the 613? You're going to count not gathering the mun on Shabbos, that's an Issa Daraisa, that's counted as one of the 365. So the Rambam says, no, of course not. Hashor Shlishi Shein Roy Limnos Mitzvahs Shein No Agus Ladaros. Da. And then the Rambam says, again, I mentioned this a few days ago from the last, cycle, but I mentioned it again here. Umam Aram Gamkein. Amazing. The Rambam quotes this as one of his rayas. Every limb is telling us, do the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. And every day is telling us, don't do the avera. And if one of the minyan mitzvahs that's not noy ladoros would be a mitzvah, then we'd be missing. The mitzvah doesn't apply anymore, so what's the limb saying? Do the mitzvah? There is no more mitzvah. So it's not parallel. That Kabbalistic idea wouldn't work. And the Rambam then quotes many examples, quotes many examples, which he claims that some of the Gaonim do count, and that's why he gets upset. Har Grizim and Har Evol count as mitzvahs, or Sadi Gon seems to count that as something. And the Ramban defends a lot of this, what the Gaonim mean by it. Like Rav Yochefisher Prola writes on by the Har Grizim and Har Evol. That's the mitzvah of Arvus. That's not just a one-time event. There's a mitzvah da'araisa of Kol Yisrael Rivim Zalazet. That's where Rav Yochefisher Prola explains that Rav Sadigon. Beautiful piece. And that's a mitzvah. Separate mitzvah da'araisa of Arvus. Okay, but that's the Rambam and the Ramban. That also might be behind this issue of the question the Gemara asks. Why don't you say El Nazir and not El Miluim? But the Gemara says here we want to give the earliest time in history when it occurred. Next. Says the Mishnah. Hanesachim Shekitshu. Right, we're still talking about related to Toda. You have two items involved, and the question is, how does one affect the other? The next Mishnah will get back to Karban Toda. Hanesachim Shekitshu Bekli, V'nimsa Zevach Pasol, Nesachim also go along with the Karban. Right, the wine libations, the Nesachim that were in a Kli. You put them in the Kli, and then there was a problem with the Zevach. So what's the halacha? Do the Nesachim become problematic, become nifsal, right? Of an ola, of a shlamim. So nizarim shekitchu b'kli v'nimsa zevach pasul. Imi zevach acher yakrivu mo. If you have another zevach that happens to be there, so link these nizachim with the other zevach. Fine. Switch its teammate. V'im lav yipasul belina. And if not, you have to just leave it over, and it'll be nifsal, and then they have to discard it. Discard it because it's nifsal also, right? It's potentially nifsal. It was already this kadesh, already was sanctified, so therefore, there's nothing else to do. You can't make it on kadosh. And there, but until that point, if you could have a different carbon that you can link it to, so then one can do that. If it was this kadesh, but cleave, and nifsal is an apostle. Once you shechted it already, as Rashi already says here, alluding to what the Gemara is about to say, then there's nothing to do, because shechita is makadesh. Here we go. Amar Zairi. Ein anasachim miskachin ela b'shechita sazevach. Nesachim achieve their full kedusha with the shechita, like we spoke about in the Mishnah, the lechem of the toda, getting the kedusha with the shechita. See, the nesachim, the wine that goes along with the karbanos, gets its full kedusha with the shechitas hazevach. L'may nafkamina that it gets its full kedusha. So Rashi here says in the Ksav Yad that it's yotzei. It has to be if it for psul yotzei and psul lina. So now it's going to be nifsal, or maybe Rashi says not to be mishanet lezevach acher. Right, either one of those nafkaminas. So my time, amakra zevach unesachim, as the pasuk says. Tanan nesachim shekitchu b'kliv nimsa zevach pasul. The Mishnah said, if the zevach becomes pasul, imi zevach acher yakrivu imo v'im lav yipasul belina. So what type of psul is the Mishnah talking about? So my lav the ifsul b'shchita. Isn't the Mishnah talking about a case where it was nifsal by the shchita, and therefore what? And therefore 2 days in Rashi. And therefore, if the meat became pasul with the shechita, the nesachim should also become pasul. That's 1 day, that's the first day of Rashi. Kinit, if it's the shechita is makadishid, so if the zevach became pasul b'shasa shechita, the nesachim should also become pasul b'shasa shechita. 1 day of Rashi. Or the other day of Rashi, which he says shamati, he says, why should it be nifsal belina? if the shechita was problematic, it shouldn't have become possible in the first place. And therefore, you shouldn't have to leave it over. Says Rashi, Amayi pasul belino, alo kitshu klal, da shechita te pasul lo chashiv shechita l'kedushin esachim. Kach shamati. So either way, ask the Gemara, 2 days in Rashi, so isn't the Mishnah Zomar the case where the problem became during the shechita? The Gemara said, no, lo divsul bezrika, it was afterwards. You had a good shechita. And therefore, the Nesachim are Kandosh. The problem came afterwards. And who is this according to then? Keman Karebi. And if it came afterwards, and it shows that it is not fully Kadosh yet, and you can still switch it, it's Karebi, the Amr Shnei Devarim, Hamatir, and Ma'alin Zebelozeh. That two items that are Matir can work one without the other. And here you have Shchita and Zrika that team up to be Mekadish the Nesachim. And since these Nesachim already hooked Ash B'Shchita, even though Zrika had a problem, it still had Kedusha. And again, it fitted according to each of the deos of Rashi. So is that how we should understand the Mishnah? That the Psul was Bezrika, and it's like Rebbe who says, well, the Shchita did something, and that's why you can still look at this as a good Shchita? The Gemara says, no, Afilu Teimur, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Even Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, who argues, who says that Shnei Dvarim that are Matirin, they are Malin only Zeh Imzeh, Hachamai Skinon, here you even had a good Zrika, so to speak. How? Kigon Shekiv al Daman, because the Nishpach. You already had Kabbalah Saddam. You had Shechita Kabbalah Saddam, and then the blood spilled out. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Savar la Kavase Davua. And he holds like his father to Omar, who Reb Shimon says all over Shas, Kala Ome Lizrok, Kizarik Dami. And therefore, once you had a good Shechita, and you had catching the blood, so it's Ke'ilu, Tam Rashi, right? Lahakin is Kachu Bishne Matirin, even if you all like Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, who says you need both Matirin. Right, it's considered you did it enough to be sanctified the Nesachim, not enough that the carbon is going to be able to be eaten. Right, that's always the balance in the Kol HaOmeds. Kol HaOmed for something always tells us it's good enough to be considered as if something happened, but not actually. Right, if you say Kol HaOmed Lizrok Kazarik Dami, so why do you ever have to do Zrika? It's done. Skilu is done. Then we have that whole discussion. What happens if you have a mix up of the blood? Certain blood that is supposed to, that the chatas of four, and others of two, and others of one. So what are you supposed to do? So it's machlokas tanoim, right? Do you do more and worry about baltosif? Do you do less? What do you mean? Don't do any. Kalom and lizrok azarik dami. Skili, you did it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do any of it. No, of course not. Of course not. We don't say that. Right? So you have to actually do mitzvos. For certain halachos, for certain legal matters, we could say kal ha-omed. For kinyanim, we could say kal ha-omed. Or other items. But again, and this comes up all the time, the Kol HaOmeds. Kol HaOmed Lizro Kizarif Dami. Kol HaOmed Liftos Kepadu Dami. Right? Redeem. Kol HaOmed Lisrof Kesarif Dami. Right? Can I use an Esrog that has to be burned from an Ironi Dachas? Kutuse Mechta Shiure. It's physically here. If I eat this Esrog, right? I guess it's the issue. Let's say I hold that you make a bracha on a Dover Treif. So do I make a bracha? That's not a bracha Lavatala. Right? It's physically here. But legally, sometimes you could have it considered. So here too, because legally it's ki'ilu it happened, that could be mekadesh the nesachim, even though lamaisa, you actually have to do it, and if you didn't do it, it spilled out, then the lechem wouldn't be able to be eaten. Again, this sugya is related to many other sugyas in Shas, where we talk about potential future status affecting present reality. Kitusim echta shiuri, as we just mentioned. What about hoil? Hoil, since guests might come, so therefore I am allowed to cook right now, even though guests aren't here right now. A future possibility affects present reality. Brera, also you have Brera, right? In the future it's going to become Mivurar, and therefore I'm allowed to see those roots right now. Shtar ha'omid likvosku avidami, machlokas v'shar v'shillel, v'sechasota. A shtar that is omid to be collected. Right? Is that, what, do we see the roots of that? Even yeyesh shalomidas. Just thinking of a few. Yeyesh shalomidas, because the person who lost it is going, when he finds out about it, he's going to have yeyesh. So I am allowed to see ki'ilu, he was misyayesh. Kola omid liyayesh ki misyayesh dami. If you want to formulate it in our realm. Again, those are all different types of sugyas that are related. Matanas shlo hormu, kamisha hormu damyan. Also, there's a quoted. If I didn't take off the matanas yet, is a ki'ilu, it's huram yet, when it comes to the certain of the shlamim and others. Again, this is a crucial discussion of kol ha'omed. This one, halacha l'maisa, comes up in an interesting discussion, right, by tevila. By tevila, it comes up. Fingernails. Right? What if somebody has a woman's going to the mikveh and she has long fingernails? Kala omeid ligazes. Kigazes dami. Do we say that there's a problem of chatzitza there? What if she has no plans to get them shortened? That's what halacha lemaisa, right? That's the famous tshuva of the Achiezer. The Achiezer has a tshuva 100 years ago, almost 100, a little less, of Beinyan manicure, right? In Vilna, the Achiezer discusses the idea of certain women who didn't want to have their nails cut to a certain length because they had the fancy nails and they didn't want it to be cut before going to the mikvah. So he talks about, well, technically the nails themselves are not a chatzitza, it's only the dirt underneath, and the minhag is to try to remove everything, whatever. But again, in that context, kalomi legzis kugazis dami. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva. Again, in his circles, there were those that asked women who have had the minhag, some bismanas have the minhag of cutting their hair after they get married. So is that an issue of going to the mikvah before they get married? Kal ha'omeid ligzos. If their hair is going to be cut the next morning, so then kal ha'omeid. Maybe it should be a chatzitza. Some sofer assumes no, it's not, because kal ha'omeid, the yisod is important. Kal ha'omeid is only when there's no hefsik. Nothing has to be done in between. Kal ha'omeid ligzos, you can burn it right now. Kal ha'omeid liftos, you can be podia right now. But even in those circles that is done, kal ha'omeid, there has to be a wedding and a ma'isabiyah first. Right, the Chassam Sofer writes in Yoradeh Kuf Tzadihei, right, Hani Nehigi Nashi, right, Shlo Lakut Zasiris at Achar Vilas Mitzvamish Umat Pedesh Atov Alachasim Besiris Arukos Bechulu. So it's no issue. He says a raya to that, a raya brura is a Nazir Tameh goes to the mikvah and then gets his hair cut afterwards. Right, so you can say Losa Latfila. Right, even though the Nazir is going to cut his hair. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar. So the Mishnah said, if you have another zevach that you could just link these nesachim to, then do that. The Hamar of Chizda, but didn't we say shemen sheifrishu l'shem mincha zeh pot l'shem mincha cheres? Oil that you will mafresh for one mincha cannot be switched. Why should the nesachim be able to be switched? Amar Rabbi Yanai, leiv bezdin masna aleihem. No, the bezdin is masna. What does that mean? There's an implicit known condition. Im hutzrachu, if you need, by the case of the nesachim, if you need these nesachim for this karban, it'll be for this karban. And if not, it'll be for a different karban. That's a built-in condition that you could flip. So Gemara says, yachi shemen ami. So why don't you say the same thing by shemen? If the oil that's huktash for the mincha, lev bezin masaleh. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara answers, no. Shemen gufa de minchahu. Wow. Crucial line. This could be on the first daf of Menachos. Shemen is part of the definition of the mincha. Nesachim is something external. So the nesachim can mix and match the different karbanos. But the oil of a mincha, you're going to switch to another mincha? No, this is the mincha. This is the mincha. The oil, the flour, we spoke about this. What's the definition? The oil, the flour, the frankincense, the lavona. But this is a crucial line for this mesachta. It's tucked away here. We had to wait till dafayin tes. Shemen gufa de mincha hi. Again, it might not be it. So It's somewhat obvious, and we might have said this already, but here the Gemara says a beferish. V'listnu aleihen d'nifka l'chulin. So Rashi says, why does it say, oh, you have to use it for a different carbon? Why don't you say the lev bezin masna is that, and it becomes chulin? Why do you have to say that lev bezin masna and it becomes for a different carbon? Just say lev bezin masna and it goes l'chulin. No, you don't want that. Gzeirah shem yomru motzim eklisharis l'chol. If people see it being used for chulin, it could lead to misimpressions. They'll think even after something's in a klisha race, it could go out. People still might get the wrong impression. They might think you could switch to sachim even without one becoming nifsal. No, Hatani Matitya Ben Yehuda, not such a common name. You're right. If you have to wait like 3 hours to find another carbon to do it with, people are going to get the misimpression. And they'll think you could always switch. But here there's another carbon that was already shechted. There's another carbon. You're going to switch it, people aren't going to notice. You're going to do it that very second. See where it says, really? It's limited? Aval ein zevach zavuach ba'osa shamai. If you don't have a carbon right there to switch it with, nifsal balina, then you can't switch it to another carbon? So adatani seifa, if that's true, so why the seifa of the Mishnah say, im lav, yipasla balina, if you can't switch it to another carbon, let it be nifsal, liflo v'lisibidida. Why don't you make a chiluk within the same case? When are you allowed to switch it to another carbon? If there's another one right there that you can switch it to and people won't notice, people won't be focusing, they won't realize, aval ein zevach zavuach ba'osa shalo. But if there's nothing right there, then you can. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? As the Gemara answers, as the Gemara often answers in these types of questions, yeah, that's what the Mishnah means. Hachanami ka'amar. That's what the Mishnah means. Stick it in there. Chisurim echsera. When does this work? When there's another carbon right there ready. Aval ein zevach zavuach bo sasha. Nase kimi shenifsul balina upsulin. If there's no zevach right there, so let it be ki'ilu, it's nifsa. Ki'ilu is nifsa. Period. There's what to say on the Leiv Bezdin, but let's just get up to the Mishnah first. Umis le Reb Shimon, Leiv Bezdin Masalayim. Does Reb Shimon really hold that? Reb Shimon really holds Leiv Bezdin Masa? That's what this whole thing is based on. V'yamar Avidi Bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan. Tamidin Shlohutzrach Letzibur, right, this is the classic case, back in Masechta Shavuos. If you have carbon, a carbon tamid that we didn't need in the end, so we had a number of animals that were hukdash. L'divrei Rabbi Shimon ein niftin tamimim. Rabbi Shimon says you can't be poed to them until they get a mum. L'divrei Chachamim niftin tamimim. They can just be poed to them. So you see, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold. So Rabbi Shimon is going like Rabbi Shimon, right? So what is the? How does this work? So the Gemara answers: Shani Hasan dislu takanta beriya. No, by the tamids you could just wait till they get a mum. There's something to do. But here these nesachim were already miskadesh in the klisharis. So therefore, you're stuck. You don't have any other choice. And therefore, that's why it is different. So Leiv Bezdin Masna is an important sugya. Just 2 points about it. Number one, the Ola Shlomo here. Right here. Shlomo Lipschitz says, why don't you have to get into Breira here by Leiv Bezdin Masna? You don't see the Gemara getting into Breira. Again, Breira, a future event that will be the distinguished, and you'll be able to see the chilek happen in the future. You're allowed to see the future of that, the chilek, as if a kilu had happened now. The roots of that clarification, that's the word, the roots of that clarification, kilu had happened now. So why don't you have to use that for Leiv Bezdin Masna? Right? Because we hold Bidaraisa Ein Breira. We're talking about a Dindaraisa here. So Bidaraisa Ein Breira, so why does this work? How does Leiv Bezdin Masna? So he says, well, there are many limitations in the sugis of Breira, and therefore one of those would apply here. He just quotes two of them. He says some limit breira. Lefima dekayim lan ein breira hechimasi yashchita lekadosh anasachim ha hashda ina mavurar imiyak carbon kachav ezrika. So he quotes two suggestions. He says number one, he quotes from the Ksos and the Avshal Shlomo. Sometimes a davar shedafka bedavar sheino omi lisbar bevadai. When do you need breira? By something that might not ever be mavurar, and it might be mavurar. That's where we could say, oh, once it's mavurar, we could see the roots of it in the past. But something that will vadai be misbarer, for sure, yesh breira. Aval hecha di yisbar bevadai yesh breira. So hachanami, here, omid lisbar bevadai miya karban kasher olo. So that's one limitation could work here. Maybe breira only works, and again, there's 10 different limitations in breira. Right, the Yamshel Shlomo says this is one of the biggest sugis in Shas. He writes in his Yamshel Shlomo. So maybe Breira you only need if it's maybe not going to be Misbar, and here it will be. V'od Yesh Shlomo, and then he quotes from the Ramban and Gittin, and Aleh the Ritvin Shvuas and Daf Yud Aleph, Breira is only when you're Masneh on a choice. If, what are the cases in Erevin? If the Chacham comes to the east side, I want to go to the east side. If he comes to the west side, I want to go to the west side for my Erev Tchumen. If there's choices. But if there's one choice, Dover Echad, if there's one choice, yes or no, that's not breira. B'masnal davar echad bilvad kimo. Kasuv gel le'ishti im teitzi b'petzat chila. If my wife comes out of that door first, then she'll get a get. And if not, she won't get a get. That's not breira. Maybe that's t'nai, right? That's what we mentioned. T'nai, breira, and asmachta. Those three sugyas always overlap and go together. But that will be t'nai. That's the Ramban's chiddush in Gittin Chafei. And elsewhere he says it, but that is the Ron quotes that, but that's a couple of limitations on that. Leiv Bezdin Masna also interesting comes up in other places. I'll quote you one. The Taz in Hilchas Tefillin. Hilchas Tefillin, what's going on there? So there the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Shel Rosh is higher than the Kedusha of the Shel Yad, because it has a Shin and a Dalid, right, on it. And are you allowed to switch them? Not. And then the Taz discusses here in Siv Gimel, Sudar da azmene lemeitzar beit tefillin. If you have a bag that you're going to put the tefillin in, vitzar beit tefillin chazimna, once you use it for tefillin once, you also lemeitzar beit zuzah. You can't use it for anything else. You can't put money in the tefillin bag. Says the Rama, v'yim hisna alav tchila b'chalin yin shari. If you have masna that you're going to use it for other things, mutter. Says the Taz, mashba that if you weren't masna, beferish, then you wouldn't be able to. You wouldn't be able to use it. So he says, Lo yafe osim harbi b'nei adam, shemishtamshim b'sak shal tfilin kishahochim baderech, matzim shem shardvar, mashasorach lo baderech. Right? Some people, says the Taz, they take their tefillin bag and they're going, they don't want to take a whole knapsack, so they'll put whatever they need. They'll put their car keys and they'll put their wallet and they'll put other things in the tefillin bag when they go places. He says, but if they weren't masa b'feirish, and most people aren't, they don't get the tefillin bag, oh, I am masa, I'm going to use it for other things. So he says, it's not right. He says, oh, maybe I'll be malamed schus. Maybe I'll be malamed schus. Why? Because the Rama writes in Kufnun Dalad. Won't see that Rama right now. Talks about, okay, fine, we will see it. Just to see it, because he quotes that lashon. The Rama writes in Arachayim, Kufnun Dalad, Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. The Rama writes, there he's talking about using the aron, right? Some of the minhag of when the aron is empty, you put candles in it, you put a sefer in there, right? Using the bima for other things, whether that's correct or not. We're not getting into that now. But the Rama says, quoting that from the Truma Sadeshin. Okay, there's other things here that he talks about, important Mishnah Berurah, here in Kufnun Dalad, but, says the Taz, maybe I could use that here too. Maybe I could use that here too. Leiv Bezdin Masna. Sometimes that principle means there's an implicit Tanai that Chazal understand, that the Klal Yisrael understands, and therefore it could be okay. Vaiter. Says the Mishnah. Vlad Toda. So a Toda needs a bread, needs the 40 loaves. But not all of the extensions of Toda. The Vlad Toda, right? What's a Toda? Rashi and Xaviat says, you are mafrish a Toda Mu'uberes. Toda Mu'uberes. Okay? V'tmurasa, or the Tmur of a Toda, you tried to switch it. Hifrish Toda V'avda V'ishvish Acheres Tachteha. Or you lost it, you got another one. Einatuna Lechem. So the extra ones do not need Lechem. Shene Emar V'hikriv Al Zevach HaToda. Hatoda tuna lechem, volo vlada volo chilufa volo tumrasa tuunin lechem. Fine. Mitana rabana ma'u omer, so we're gonna have the drasha now. The Brisa just says this too. Toda yakriv, minayin lamafrish toda sova avda. How do I know if I mafrish a toda? It got lost. V'hifrish acheres tachteha, then I got another one instead. V'nifzis a rishon, and I found the first one before I was mafrish the second one. So now I have two potential todas in front of me. Varishtean omdos, minayin she'ezim, and she'yirtze yakriv, you could choose whichever one. V'lachma ima, and it would have bread. Tamalomar, hatoda yakriv. Number one, Yachol Shadei Shnia Tuna Lechem. You might think even the second one needs bread. Tamalomar Yakri Venu Echad Velo Shnayim. Only one. Achad Shariba Akasavu Miet Minay LaRabos Vlados VaChalifos Utmuros LaHakrava. Once we had a Miet and a Ribu here, so how do you know all the other ones should be Hukrav as Todas at all? Talmud Lomar Im Al Toda, Im Al Toda, Al Toda. Over and beyond a regular Toda, there are other carbonas called Toda. And that are these. Yochol yitunas lechem. You might think not only are you makar them as toda, they need lechem. Tamalomar v'hikriv alzevach hatoda. Toda tuna lechem. Velo vlada, velo chilufa, velo tumurasa, tuunin lechem. So you're makar them, but not with the lechem. Dvira Kodesh here, just to finish up, Dvira Kodesh here has the chakira, or the question, how we memite three different things from the same pasuk. Right? Hatoda, the toda, and you exclude Vlad Toda, Tmures Toda. Don't you need special, separate miutim for each one? So, says the Dvira Kodesh, no. V'nira lafarish, t'bahai miut nomar, didin alechem eino be'etzem hakarban. Elohu din b'chiv ha-mevi. No, what you're learning out from this halacha is that it's not that the karban is machayev lechem. The mevi toda has a chiv to bring lechem. It's the gavra, more than the karban. Right? That's what the miut is teaching me. Ain't about some carbon. Elohu din b'chiyav amevi. The kolshin is chayav betoda, chayav b'lechem. V'chein kolshin nader lohavi toda. Harin is chayav sheikim uchuyav toda. V'lechein ika lechiyav lechem. Alva vlados, utmura, v'chilufa, kiva deloasi l'ratzos al ha'mechuyav toda, ain't a tuna lechem. This is not a gavra, that's mechuyav. V'yemkein yeshlomar du chad miut yalfinan. V'vekar v'alzeva chatoda. The din lechem o'al mechuyav toda. That's the pshat of the drasha. Avavlado zutmura av the ishlam kdushas carbon toda, ein lahem lechem, dari lechem eino be'etzem hashem carbon. Beautiful lumdis of, you know, that's what the drush is telling me, right? Drushes aren't just zeros akasavs. But if the drasha is telling me three different things, then you have to know what it's teaching me, and that's what it is. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll pick up with, you want to do one more line? Okay. Shalach Rav Chanina, Mishrei Rav Yochanan, Lo Shano Ela La'achar Kapara. All this applies by the Todas, that it doesn't need the Lechem, if La'achar Kapara, after you were Mechaper with one carbon Toda, not really Kapara, Kapara being used here in the loose sense, fulfilling your obligation. La'achar Kapara, after you brought one carbon Toda with this Lechemim, you don't need to bring the other one with Lechem. Aval Lefnei Kapara, Tuna Lechem. But if you haven't fulfilled it yet, Lefnei Kapara, Tuna Lechem, then it would have to be with the lechems. Actually, we're about to, the two dots is really connecting, right? What's after is connecting to what we just read. So we'll probably start with this again tomorrow, but Hashem, we will stop here.